Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. It is episode number 193, and this is hour two of our show today, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada for Monday, March the 16th. If you've just tuned in, these are our, they started out as quick six show topics. They've swelled to the magnificent seven. One, we recapped our weekends and how the coronavirus has changed life for all of us. Two, we talked about Brandon Bridge and his somewhat inflammatory comments on this show on Friday and how he has affected change in the CFL. And that really is his legacy more than anything else. Point three was the fact that starting Canadian quarterbacks now count towards the ratio. Up until now, for all of time, they had not. Now, point four, which I'll get to with Nick Lewis and Abu here, is the NFL officially ratified their new collective bargaining agreement. They're going to 17 games, not this year, but soon, and adding two more teams to the playoffs. That'll bring 14 in the NFL postseason. Point five, the Titans agreeing to a new contract with Ryan Tannehill. They're not even exploring Tom Brady. Moving on, close to $30 million a year for Tannehill. Number six, it's my prediction. I called it a bold Lynch prediction, a BLP, but it's actually my prediction that teams will be back playing by April 1st, April 15th at the absolute latest. That's just a hunch. And point seven, I've added this. Daron Carter had a workout scheduled with the Arizona Cardinals in mid-March. That's now been scrubbed. Very unfortunate for DC. But guys, you both got kids in school. I do not. So what's going on? People are writing in like crazy on the Facebook wall about schools. What's the word?
Calgary's canceled till September is what I'm told.
That's it. No finals.
Well, I think they're just going to reevaluate, but after Easter or something like that. But yeah, no, my kids are out of school, trying to get them here, but they'd have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks, as we were saying, if they come back to Saskatchewan.
Do they advance?
I don't know.
That's my biggest thing, is if they're advancing.
Well, that's the thing. People are just, you know what? This is what I was saying with the markets, with everything. People are just, it's tough to rationalize fear.
Yep.
And that's what's going on right now. Everybody's scared of everything. They're buying toilet paper. You know, if we're really worried about the supply chain of toilet paper, we should probably first be worried about lettuce and vegetables. Like, you can use other things. You can't eat toilet paper. Like, it's just fear. Nothing is based on anything. So anyways, yeah, they've booked off the rest of the year, but I'm thinking they're going to come back to the table. I think that's a little harsh.
And people are writing in that the school in Saskatchewan has been canceled as of Friday. But when are they going back? I understand.
No, kids waiting for the bus today.
No, but it said Friday. They're canceling it now, saying Friday schools will be canceled.
Why not do it now?
That's what I'm saying.
That's stupid. It's going to snow on Sunday, so you better start chopping wood on Monday. No, no.
Well, do you think these infectious disease experts, the Center for Disease Control, know what they're doing, or just throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks? Because I'm kind of 50-50 on it.
I think they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall. I mean, how do you say you're going to close something on Friday when it's currently affecting so many people? Right? And kids, right now, kids are not showing symptoms, but they're still carrying it and being able to pass the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine one kid at school has it, and they pass it to other kids at school, and then every kid that goes home is going to pass it to all these other people, and these kids might not ever show symptoms, but now you've infected many homes.
See, that's the thing. Stay home 2 weeks. If you're sick, you'll know. If you're not sick, you'll know.
And furthermore, as Wayne in Victoria points out, and he says, so now the grandparents will be the preferred babysitters for all these kids that are home from school because the parents have to work, and the grandparents are the most susceptible to dying.
Yeah, but the reason they're quarantining people isn't because they're sick. It's to keep them away from, like Nick just said, to keep people away from each other because people don't know if they're sick. So that 0.01 percentile person, we don't want it to become 0.1 or 1% of the population. Let's keep it at 0.01 so they do know. And it's quite basic. They do know, and that is that they don't know who that one person is.
Thank you, Clark, for sending this to me. So this came down this morning, I assume. And again, that's why I say This is mostly a sports show, but it's become a talk show. It's becoming more and more a talk show every day.
Yes, indeed.
Class suspensions effective March 20th. This is for Saskatchewan, where we reside. And to answer your question, every student will receive a final grade based on their current grade.
Very Saskatchewanish.
We gone. It's summertime,
man. If you're telling me that your school for my kid isn't going to be safe on Friday, I'm not sending them today. Come on, man. Come on, Saskatchewan.
Whoever is eligible to graduate from grade 12 this year will graduate.
They'll be back, though. I mean,
this is effective this Friday. How do you reel that in, though? That's like the CDC saying no sporting events for 2 months. So NBA and NHL, they're still sitting there waiting. Because if that was the case, they'd just cancel it.
If they're shutting down society for which is what they've done, for anything more than 2 weeks, we got to worry about other things than toilet
paper. I think
it's
Italy. You got to worry. 368 deaths in the last 48 hours. I think that is really bringing more attention to it.
We've already cut off borders. No one else is coming in. That's what I mean. That it makes sense what we're doing. If everyone goes home and doesn't see anyone else, and it's a 2 week
incubation,
whatever. Yeah, whatever. Those big worlds, the smart people. Mm-hmm. We probably shouldn't even be talking about this. We can't even talk about the world. What I want to say is this is real. Go out and buy all the toilet paper you can. Don't the aliens are coming. The Galactic Empire is here. They're coming to reset everything and steal your souls.
Imagine the world where, look, I'll open a daycare center and I will accept toilet paper and steak.
Just payment.
As payment.
You're good. Well, I don't know. It just seems to me overblown, full-blown panic. 20 years ago, I think it would be business as usual. This is just me, an independent commentator talking right now.
You mean when
not
SARS
knowledgeable,
hit?
Not an infectious disease doctor. But this is all precautionary safety stuff. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, 20 years ago was SARS.
Right, and it was business as usual.
H1N1 was the other
business as usual.
Yeah.
So how's it any different?
Well, you see, they really needed to get that $5 trillion lent at the lowest possible rate. So they sent a bunch of smallpox blankets over to China. And
I wish you could be serious.
Man,
at a crisis time like this.
I wouldn't put anything past anything. You know what? I think it's all out there on the table. I'm not saying that's what it is, but who's going to make out in the long run here is that U.S. Treasury. But again...
From the Waz, he's watching in Saskatoon, the Waz. He says, 145 cases reported in Ontario. The population of Ontario, 14.5 million. It's a media frenzy. Stay well. Signed, Waz. I don't know what to say about that.
But a lot of people in Ontario pass each other, right? A lot mm-hmm. of walking on the streets. In Saskatchewan, you don't have many people walking on the streets.
People living on top of each other. My dad's not doing well. He lives in a building. You know, yeah. They tell him to stay inside. He's still going to take the elevator up to see his sister in the top floor, right? So all people in the building, touching stuff.
Our poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center today is, should NHL and NBA owners be on the hook for arena staff wages during the COVID-19 crisis?
And my wages, too.
61% of you saying yes, they should. 19% of you saying no, they should not. 20% saying they don't know. We've had some contrary opinion. I would vote yes. It just comes down to simply taking care of your people. Yeah. Nick would vote yes. Clearly, Abu would vote no, they should not be responsible.
Yeah.
You're like the... What?
Well, I think
they should be.
I think the federal government should help all us financial planners and people responsible for investing other people's markets and the money in the market. They should come to our rescue because we've lost about 30% of our income over the past couple weeks, and I think that's going to be a real big problem. And I think
maybe you were bad at your job.
Dude, no.
You asked for it.
You said maybe, and I'm telling you, that's not even an option. But wait a minute, what were we talking about?
Oh, I got you. I got him.
But that's like the free market, right? Well, all you got to do is say you like it, and poof, you get one.
Would you vote yes or no?
I'm a capitalist. I cannot vote yes for free money for nothing. No, no.
You'd be voting yes. They should pay their wages.
I think if you do work, you should get paid. If you don't do work, that's called welfare.
Okay, so do you think...
And the federal government has already taken care of that.
If the Flames or the Jets play tonight, Would those people show up? Yes.
Yes.
They would put themselves at risk for you, but you wouldn't go out to support them.
That's messed up, huh? Because I bet every single person would show up and be like, hey, Flames and Jets, where are you? How come you're not here? They're like, oh, but that's the employer versus the, that's why you make that salary. That's why I'm all for being a billionaire. Look, and I think a lot of people would like to be
billionaires. It's a fantastic conversation. It's like the sports doctor last hour who was on the owner's side by frankly saying, where do you draw the line? What about the Boston pizzas and the restaurant staff and all those full-time workers?
What about me?
I think the point is, staff goes to work for you every single day, puts on the army boots and the helmet, and goes to war for you every day out of loyalty. Can you give us a little loyalty back in a time of crisis? I think that's what it comes down to.
Your argument is that people at Boston Pizza or its service staff should be salaried employees, not hourly wage recipients.
The question is NHL and NBA owners and arena staff. That's just the question.
Because people that are on salary that make $60,000 a year, they can work 9 to 5, they can work 8 to 8, they can work all the day, or they can work nothing. Their pay doesn't change how much hours they work. So I would suggest if those people wanted to go to hourly wages, the economics is that they'd all be getting paid probably a little bit less.
Of course.
Right. But I don't think that... There's hourly wage jobs and then there's salary jobs. And I don't think collecting a ticket is a salary job.
I think these restaurants are going to start opening up just delivering. So instead of your employees working, they should just start delivering. And then...
New world order.
Yeah, everybody just delivery service now.
Guys, hate to break up all the fun, but we're going out on video chat right now. Throw your headphones on if you don't mind. Lucky Whitehead joins us, the star receiver and kick returner of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Dallas Cowboys alum, joining us on video chat. Lucky, thanks for joining us today. How are things in your life as we sit here? Hey, how are things with you?
Things are great. Just training. That's about it, working out.
Are you in Virginia? Where are you joining us from today?
Yes, I'm in Virginia right now.
Okay, Lucky, can you tell us, please, what's life like in Virginia right now for you and all the people around you with the current pandemic?
It's pretty crazy. It's a little scary. For myself, I'm just, you know, washing my hands, doing the regular stuff. But I'm going about my everyday, you know, just continuing to grind. And, you know, my family's doing good, so... So I'm worried about. Well, a lot of schools are out. A lot of things are closing down a little earlier, you know. So we're taking it serious.
Just one more question on this before we go to the fun stuff. Here in Canada, some gyms are closed, some gyms are still open. What about your gym or your training facility where you're working out? Are you doing it at home, or how has this affected your workouts?
It hasn't affected it at all. So I do have a Lifetime, a membership at Lifetime. So I go there for yoga, and I use their sauna and steam room. I do that probably 3 times a week. And then my training facility, I'm there every day, 5 times a week. I'm off Saturday and Sundays, and I start my workouts at 4:30 in the morning. So, and then I got 2-a-days on Tuesday and Thursday. So that's when I get my cardio and my explosive working.
All right, Lucky. So can I just ask you to please wear rubber gloves in the steam? Because that's what I do, and it's changed my life. Now, moving on. When you came to Canada in 2019 with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, it was – you took the league by storm from the minute you stepped on the field. Can you just talk about your – what would be your rookie season in the CFL, even though you're a vet of many NFL years?
Yeah. It was a great – you know, it was a – you know, fun transition, just learning everything, learning the whole offense and learning the waggles and, you know, just learning how to adapt to the, you know, the bigger field, the downs, you know, it's only, what, 2 downs. Usually the whole league goes for it on 3rd and 1. Just to, you know, be able to transition and pick it up as quick as I did. It was definitely fun for me. I definitely think I had, you know, an advantage once I was using my speed. Once I learned the playbook, it was all It was more fun.
Lucky, the guys with me were all Cowboys fans, so we remember you from there. You were there for 2 years, so you know drama.
Right.
What was it like in Winnipeg with the ups and the downs, with your quarterback injuries and all the stuff, the Andrew Harris suspension, and then eventually culminating in a championship? Had you ever seen anything like it?
No, I mean, it was a little hectic, you know, just as far as the quarterback situation, you know, the Andrew situation. It was, you know, it was a lot of ups and downs, the weather situation. But as far as the transition from coming from Dallas and then going to Winnipeg, I feel like the fans are definitely engaged just as much as they are in Dallas. And you got a big target, and you got to carry yourself a certain way when you were in Dallas. So, it was easy for me, you know, to adapt and, you know, and change. But like I said, it was just learning how to, you know, that waggle every single play was definitely like, okay, let's get this, we gotta get this body right.
But, you know, as far as your returns, though, I just notice you more as a returner. I mean, the field is so much bigger for you. And you're talking a lot about in the offense, and you're hard to take your eyes off there, too. But which part of this game did you like better?
I wanted to do a lot more punt return when I got there, just knowing that you get the little 5 yard, the little halo, and you got more time, more space. But we had another great returner, Engineering Grant, you know, that came in and picked up the game as just as fast as I did. And I think as far as the NFL and the CFL, the kick return is like my first kick return was in San Diego, and I feel like the speed was faster, so I had to pick up my game, you know, and as I got more games under my belt, I feel like it slowed down for me, and I could see everything a lot more different.
So American rookies have to sign a mandatory minimum 2-year deal in the CFL, so I'm assuming you're under contract for 2020 and planning on being back with Winnipeg. What's your status now, and what are you looking forward to this year?
Yes, sir. I had an option year that they picked up, so I'll be back this season, and I'm so excited, especially from as far as the work I've been putting in. The way my body feels amazing right now. So I'm feeling a lot more stronger, you know, explosive. And it should be, you know, another great year.
Good. Well, you're the kind of player that this league needs, Lucky. So I'm happy to hear that. And our guys are nodding their heads. Same thing. We have a question from a viewer. Colin in Ottawa wants to know, does Lucky think Dak Prescott is getting a raw deal from the Cowboys by being franchise tagged today instead of getting a long-term deal? What do you think?
I think he deserves all of his money that he's asking for. You know, Dak's a great guy, was a great teammate. But he's a tremendous athlete, and you know, I hope it all works out for him, and I definitely say he deserves everything he's asking for.
This is from me. Where do you think Tom Brady's gonna go in 2020?
Wherever he goes, he's gonna win. That's a great question. Great quarterback. I try not to, when I'm away from football, I try to stay away from it. You know, just cause once we're in season, it's just, you know, it's day, night and day. You got this football. But I mean, honestly, I think he's going to stay in New England. So we'll see.
We had a poll last week, and the respondents, the majority said that. I mean, I hope he goes. I hope he leaves, but that's just me. Here's a fun one for you, Lucky. We'll let you go after this. One of our analysts calls you Lucky Redhead, and we can see a little bit of it peeking out the back. What's the story on the – yeah, there you go. On the red dreads, what's the story there?
It's my favorite color. So, you know, growing up, a lot of people did the, you know, the normal – if you ever seen like a lot of dread people with dreadheads, you know, the normal dye color would be like a blonde or a brown or, you know, a tannish, whatever. So when I was going to JUCO, I was just like, I wanted to dye my hair, but I wanted it to be like a vibrant red, you know? And so my mom's friend dyed it red, and it was, you know, it's been red for about 8 years now, maybe. So now it's my thing.
Well, I hope you don't change it. Looks like you got to go. Oh, he gone. Look at that.
Nah, I'm going to just, yeah, bring my little smock in here that I rock when I'm learning how to cook right now, so.
Where you know, are you? Where are you? I thought you were in the
I'm
gym.
I'm in Virginia right now at home.
Okay.
No, I'm at home right now.
What are you making for lunch?
Well, I'm actually eating some leftovers. My mom had a little, like, made a little pie, so I'm going to have that. But I already ate that, and then I cooked some shrimp, so I'm good for right now. I'm going to have a shake later.
That sounds amazing. Has anybody in Winnipeg tried to get you to dye your hair blue, by the way? Would that be the next thing?
That wouldn't be the first time. When I was in Dallas, a lot of people asked me to do it as well, to do it blue. But I can't see myself doing it.
Well, you got a brand. You got a brand now. You're Master Chef.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So now I'm learning a lot of new things. So.
Well, good for you, Lucky. You're obviously staying busy during this pandemic, so I appreciate it. I've been a fan a long time, as I mentioned, Cowboys fans here.
Yeah.
Nick, too. So keep it up. Continued success. And I know you got a lot of football left in you, man. So looking forward to seeing you in 2020.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Lucky Whitehead joining us from Virginia today. And I'll tell you, Rodney Darnell Whitehead, by the way. You would know all that being a Cowboy fan.
Yeah. I was a fan of Lucky.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see when you got guys like Speedy B, who came in as a predominant returner, as he goes more and more, gets better and better figuring out the receiver game. And like you said, Janarian Grant came in and was blazing it up. And when you see these guys start to be better and better, then, yeah, he should be really explosive in that offense. And, yeah, Buck's got a lot of weapons to work with.
Well, I know how happy Paul LaPolice was to have him in his arsenal. Yeah. We'll take a timeout. Thanks to Lucky Whitehead for joining us from Virginia. On the way, Rattlers president Lee Genier. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Monday morning. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, finance rates start as low as 0% on select new GMC Sierras. And Costco members receive special member pricing only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Thank you, Rick Reagan. And now might be a time to look up The Rod Peterson Show YouTube page. A lot of binge watching going on out there. All the best CFL All-Stars, not to mention NHL stars like Jordan Eberle, Jarrett Stoll, Stu Grimson, Matthew Barnaby. It's all on there on our YouTube page. Look it up. Sports update. The NFL's two-day legal tampering period begins today. During this time, teams can speak with free agents, discuss terms, and agree verbally to a contract. The deal would become official with the start of the league's new year Wednesday afternoon, which is going to start on time. By the way, there is breaking news. A trade in the NFL between the Houston Texans and Arizona Cardinals. Star receiver DeAndre Hopkins is going from Houston to Arizona in exchange for running back David Johnson and a second-round pick. So we will get into that. Lights at North American stadiums could stay off significantly longer than planned. Recommendations last night from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggested sports in the U.S. could be gone until May, if not later. That's twice as long as the 30-day shutdowns the NBA, NHL, MLB, and Major League Soccer implemented at last week's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Olympic flame handover ceremony for the Tokyo Games will take place, but without spectators due to the coronavirus outbreak. The ceremony will take place Thursday at the stadium in Athens, where the first modern Olympics were held in 1896. Greece currently has 331 confirmed cases and 4 deaths. Now, having said all that, I'm going to have to go back here. This is the latest from the Associated Press. The NHL is pushing back the possibility of resuming its season for several weeks, if not a month or more. The League and Players Association told players today they can go home, even out of North America, and must self-isolate through March 27th while the season is on hold amid the pandemic. But the NHL also cautioned that it will not be able to even provide guidance on the potential reopening of team practices for another 45 days, which could make May the earliest possible restart date. There is your sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. See you at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bar, fresh, all-natural, healthy, and delicious. A bevy of flavors, 7 of them. RP Show viewers get a 20% discount by ordering online with the promo code RP Show. Visit them at g2gbars.com. Nick Lewis, Mike Abomeshwick in the bunker. Did you say we've got Lee? Let's go out to Lee Genier now. He's the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers, a good and longtime friend of ours. As soon as Nick Lewis saw you were coming on, Lee, he's been bumping and vibrating. So clearly, you guys have an association going back.
Yeah, Nick and I have known each other for, I don't know, 16 years. So, yeah, great friendship and great professional relationship as well.
Yeah, you guys have done a lot of winning together. I know that. And I'll let you two rehook up in a moment because Nick's going to be at all these Rattlers games, as am I, by the way, Lee. But watching it from your role as president of the CEBL Saskatchewan Rattlers, Lee, defending champions, by the way, congrats again. Are you watching this just saying, where do we fit in? Or like, what's your take on all this?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the events that have taken place, you know, I'm going to say over the last 72 hours has certainly been unprecedented. But, you know, we take it day by day, really. And what's happening, we do not start playing until May 14th. So we do have some time. But again, you know, everything we do is in the, you know, in the safety of our staff, our fans, our players. So, you know, that is the most important thing at this point. And certainly when we get through this, we want to be able to have people come and enjoy a great basketball game too as well. So we understand the other side of this too.
Well, I guess my question to you would be, and you guys jump in any time because you're both huge basketball fans, how has it affected the CEBL's business as we sit here today?
Well, right now, like I say, we haven't had any interruptions. You know, we're having our staff work from home, which is was very prudent. We actually started that on Friday. And, you know, at this point, it's all systems go. You know, we haven't had any interruptions. And I say we're going to move forward as our season does start in May until, you know, there's no reason to panic at this point. But, you know, that may change. And as soon as, you know, if that does change again, we have a contingency plan in place and then continue to evolve every day as well.
Haley, we're all looking forward to the season starting in May, but maybe back us up a couple of weeks. When do you expect to see the players start coming to town or some of the personnel start getting together?
Well, our training camps are scheduled open April 27th, 28th, 29th, different for each team. So, you know, again, that's when guys would start landing, maybe a day in advance of that. So guys will come in, have their medicals, and, you know, really then we hit the floor. So, again, like you say, we do have some contingencies that should anything get pushed back, that will be the... you know, we'll work again day by day on that.
Nick, you jump in anytime. Lee, you are an absolute marketing whiz. And by the way, in your time with the Stampeders, were you more sales or marketing or both? Like, where did you become such a marketing, the whiz that you are?
Well, you know, when I actually had a lot of time with Nick on Saturday doing his podcast, but, you know, I started in 1994. Started in sales and marketing, and obviously it had moved up through the ranks. And I was senior vice president of the business ops, so that was a little bit of everything there, Rod, and really focused on the business side and obviously marketing. And, you know, at the time, you know, we used to sell that stadium out regularly, which is not, you know, it's a big stadium as well, 36,000 seats, so it was... it was a lofty task, but again, we got it done.
Well, the reason I ask is for those that don't know, because I know your history roughly. That's why I asked that question. A lot of our viewers don't. So just that you've got a deep-rooted experience in sports marketing. And with the Rattlers, you've identified the importance of brand ambassadors. And you've brought in now Charleston Hughes and Nick Lewis, and those guys are going to be at every game. Dare I call you mascots? Are you guys going to be shaking it in pom-poms? Or what is the plan there, Nick?
I'm like the Drake. He texted me. He said, will you be the Drake to the Rattlers? Right?
I love it.
And, we're working on some things as far as teaming up, putting some VIP buses together and taking people up. And I want you to see this whole experience. I mean, he brought the Rush to Saskatoon, and now the CEBL, and we're going to have a fun night with some basketball and some after party.
That's his side, Lee. What's your side? Is he the Drake of the Rattlers? What's the deal?
Well, you know, I'll go one step, and I'll say he'll be better than Drake. How about that? So
there you go.
Whatever you do next, you got to do better. So
I'm not rubbing coach's shoulders, though.
Well, if you win it all again, will Nick get a ring? That's really what I care about. Is that the role you envision?
Hey, we go through that and we win another championship, absolutely. You can hold it to me now. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lee, I mean, you've been awesome, so good to me over the years. And, you brought me up to my first Rush games. Now you brought me up to the Rattlers games, give us courtside seats, which, by the way, you've spoiled me. I don't want to sit anywhere else but courtside. Nowhere near Nick if he's going to be yapping at the opposition and rubbing shoulders and so forth. But let's just go back and talk about that 2019 season, if you don't mind. Clearly winning it all, it couldn't have gone better. But to see it grow the way it has on the court and off, I can't imagine what it feels like for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we go back to 2018 and was called to, to join the CBL, you know, it was a lot of work. You know, that was the first part of it. And then, you know, once we, started building the team, things were fast and furious. And, obviously we got into season and, you know, I think the biggest thing that people asked were about the caliber of our players, which you've seen are world-class players. So it was, you know, it wasn't without its adversity, you know, through the season, because you do have injuries. And you have a relatively short season from May till August. So we had some departures of some guys, but you know what? We made some audibles and put some guys in and, again, turned the team around halfway through the season and won the championship, which, you know, was storybook ending with Mike Linklater, which, you know, that was an amazing story, amazing individual. And, hey, that, you know, that was really the impetus of what our 2019 season was. So,
well, just last weekend I was in Saskatoon. I was at Midtown Plaza and overheard people talking about Michael Linklater, who, by the way, I call Art. I'm not sure how many people are old enough to understand that. I know you would. But Lee, what message do you have for your fans and viewers here as we watch this morning from the Rattlers?
Well, you know what is again, I think every, you know, when we look at what's going on in the world, like, you know, the most important thing right now is for people to be safe and be happy, is not to panic, is, you know, we will get through this. We're, you know, Canadians are very resilient. And yes, this next couple of weeks might be tough, but stay home and, you know, is limit your contact with people. And certainly I'll put out a message when need be from the Rattlers and as we go along every day. But, you know, at some point we will play basketball. Hopefully it's on May 14th. And I look forward to see everybody's smiling face on May 14th.
We do too. And Lee, I like the clean shaven look. So please keep it up. And Jack Fulton from Calgary's watching. He said to say hey. So there you go, Lee. I appreciate the time and a lot of friends down here of yours.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate everybody and appreciate you as well, Rod. Thank you.
Thanks, Lee. Lee Genier, the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers. That dude's got a lot of rings.
Yeah, yes, he does.
Grey Cup, NLL, now CEBL.
Executive of the Year. They won gold in the bobsled when he was over the on the board.
That I didn't know. So
yeah,
he's a winner.
We talked about all that on Saturday for the podcast that's coming out today. And
what's his secret?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What's
did he tell
secret?
It in his podcast?
Yeah, he talks a lot about what he does and how he approaches everything. And yeah, we even talk about, like, I didn't even know Calgary was sold to San Antonio in 94. And he was part of the group that kept him in Calgary.
Okay, hang on. Put a pause. One, Stephen Numedal's watching in Prince Albert. He says, Art Linklater, the original host of Kids Say the Darndest Things. Do either of you remember that? Abu, you might.
I remember Bill Cosby.
No. Art Linklater hosted Kids Say the Darndest Things. So thank you, Stephen, for pointing that out. I don't want to say too much on the air of some of the plans that we've got around here, but the Calgary Stampeders have such a rich and colorful history. Nobody's out telling it. You know what I mean? They get shortchanged in that market for what that franchise means. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why is that?
They have their fans. I think right now they're just so used to winning. And right now they only go, a lot of fans go to when they play Sask or Edmonton or another good team. It's just when you lose 8 home games in 5-6 years,
you get used to it.
You get used to winning, and it's like, well, we're not going to go unless it's a great game. But then you still have a great core, 20,000, 25,000 core base of fans that are going to show up all the time. And one good thing about the Rider fans, man, they're everywhere in every city, and no matter what city they're in, they're getting season tickets. Right,
you'll see of the Argos,
of Calgary, and they go and they watch the game and they try to infiltrate and boo you and things like that. But at the same time, it's fun and it helps support that market.
I love to hate Calgary. Like, I love to hate Calgary. I think you all know what that means, right? but I want them. Like, I like watching them to play just so that I can boo them. I'm a hater. And I enjoy it.
But that's fun.
But I mean, yeah, right. That must make sports, right? You mentioned the footprint they have. They're 20,000, 25,000 people. If that's in Saskatchewan or Winnipeg, that's great. But because it's a bigger center, it seems like it's...
And a big stadium.
It's less... That was the next thing. It's
stadium's
less significant.
Horrible, they need a new stadium.
Yeah, yeah, they do need a new stadium. But, I mean, it's a strong market. I mean, it's a big market, and... There's always a bigger piece of the pie, but I mean, it's a strong team.
Yeah, the players that play there love it and they stay. And
absolutely.
I'll be honest where this dawned on me. Well, two things. One, I always thought the fun rivalry, I've said this to Nick many times, was just fun. I thought we were just playing. But then I've had friends go over there and work for the Stamps, play for the Stamps, and they call me. They're like, they hate you here. I'm like, what? I thought we were just having fun. They took it for real. Whatever. But the day that you and Mark McLaughlin sat here and started talking about Stamps history,
yeah,
I was like, whoa, this is fascinating. Do people sit around in Calgary and talk about this stuff? Because you know in Saskatchewan, you've lived here long enough, we talk about our history every day. I guess that's part of what builds history.
There's a lot of stuff that I just learned, you know, talking to Lee.
With Calgary?
Yeah. And that's one of the things is nobody really talks about the history a lot of Calgary, right? You don't even hear about the 88 Olympics in Calgary. It's almost as if it never happened.
Built the city almost.
Yeah. Definitely built the stadium.
Well, yeah, the hockey arena, yeah. Couple notes from our viewers here. From Monty in Saskatoon. I hate Calgary so much.
There's like six of those. Six different people.
Everybody hates Calgary. Yeah. Well, it's just funny, by the way, because in Winnipeg, I'm on the air this morning. We're getting along with Winnipeg. And I told you, Abu, we'd do it.
Sure, you haven't.
And we did it.
You dedicate every Monday to the Bombers.
Right.
You know,
but with like Calgary, it. I'm not sure we'll ever get over that. I'm not sure I want to get over that.
I got to go check out this your podcast now. Figure.
Yeah,
out
that's good. Before we break. Can you tell the viewers Lulu Logic about it again?
Yeah,
sell it.
Well, it's a podcast where I have on former athletes, current athletes, and business people to talk about leadership, health, business, and sports. And it's been so good to learn so many different things. I had Don Jackson come on last week, and just to see his path, right, who was a teammate of Cody Fajardo in Nevada, and to see his path and things like that, and then with Lee coming on Saturday, that will be released later today, to find out all the Calgary history, why he got involved with the Stamps, how he got involved with them, you know, the course of his career from going from there to the Olympic bobsled and skeleton team, bringing in guys like Jesse Lumsden and Sam Jaguar and those guys that are CFL names into these platforms, and then going to the Rush and now the CEBL. So it's a fun thing. There's a lot of knowledge, but I wanted people to understand people's path, and it's not always easy. It's not always you see a lot of athletes when they get to the top, and you say, oh, it must be easy, or they got a great life. Alex Singleton talks about being on the Seahawks 7 times in 1 year when he comes out, thinking his career's over. Don Jackson thinking his career's over, and then they come to the CFL, and now look at what they're doing. Right, Alex Singleton with the Eagles, and Don Jackson now going out to Hamilton and things like that. So it's just to really focus on their life, their journey, and to show you that just keep going. There's still something there for you.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Who's Tim Klund?
Tim Klund, man, that's TK. He was on my third episode, I believe, fourth episode, right after Vernon. 6 year. He was in the Air Force for 6 years. And died 4 times in 1 night. End up, he came back and was sitting on the couch watching Jerry Maguire, wanted to be an agent, and now has built a wonderful life. I'm supposed to head down to Dallas May 16th to play an all-star game, celebrity all-star game with Matthew McConaughey, Roger Clemens, Toby Keith, and TK, man. And he's putting it all together.
So he's got it. Tim Klund writes in, yes, sir, # LuluLogic, verveforever.com. That's why I brought it up, folks, because Tim is watching and wrote in. So many things flooding my mind
down
as
Texas,
you say that. Yeah, watching from Texas. I was watching Jerry Maguire with one of my daughters a couple of weeks ago, and it was 90s Tom Cruise.
Yes.
And my daughter's like, who's that? I'm like, you don't know who Tom Cruise is? But same thing. I was in speaking to a school a couple years ago, and the topic, they kind of asked, what's your life like now? And I talked about flying here, there, everywhere, covering sports, going to these camps, being on owner's jets, blah, blah, blah. And this one kid goes, I think you were the luckiest guy in the world. And I said, lucky? I've probably been the unluckiest guy in the world.
And I would love to have you on the podcast because I heard the story earlier of you drinking.
Yeah.
And different things that go on. They just see the success. Mm-hmm. And then they want the success, but they don't want the journey to the success because once you realize it's just like yours. Oh. There's a lot of things you had to overcome.
And I wouldn't want to go through it again.
You know what?
Yeah.
They turn the cameras on for 3 hours on the weekend. The show that I'd like to watch is the rest of the time of people. You know,
of course.
You get to see them, I always say, wearing tights and dancing around in front of the lights, but you don't see the good, the bad, and the ugly. You just see the good, you know?
Yeah. I've had my own struggles, and, you know.
And that's the message that goes out there that people are looking at on their phone, just you being happy all the time or you being great all the time.
Hasn't always been that way.
No, and that's one of the dangers of social media is that you're with yourself 100% of the time. I can only be with you that one moment of awesomeness that you're posting, and I'm thinking that my life should be as awesome as yours.
But it's way better.
Yeah,
Yours is. We'll break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Monday morning, or afternoon for many, of March 16th, episode 193. I want to read a viewer comment from Todd Moggy in Winnipeg. He says, so glad Nick Lewis has become a regular on your show. He still has a huge role in the CFL. Honesty is freedom. Great show, guys. I want to say thank you, Todd, and he's informed me that I blocked him on Facebook, and he's asked me to unblock him, and I don't know how.
Don't do it.
Don't do it?
Don't do it.
I'm sure there was a reason I blocked him at some point.
I've unblocked people.
Then you're going to have to.
Can you show me how to unblock somebody?
I don't know how to do it on Facebook, I don't think. But
I know how to do it on Twitter. I can do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do it. Facebook, I've tried, Todd, to unblock you. I don't know how. But I'll get it. I'll get it because it's worthwhile to do. Randy watching in Cochrane, Alberta. Randy Nickel. He says, the RP show gives us a great insight to life off the field. Not necessarily the bad and the ugly, but definitely a different perspective on the person and not the athlete. And let's remember, they are people first.
That's it.
But, Nick, you were talking about the XFL. I mean, I wish I had should have had the camera rolling in the break because, Abu, you asked if the XFL's finito. That was your question, right?
Yeah.
And it is.
But like Nick, I was asking, it's a double-edged sword. It's done for the year, and then I was asking more, is you think that just the investors will pull out?
Over to you, Nick, because you got the best insight.
I said that they're still paying the players, and they let the players out of their contract to sign the CFL or NFL, but they're going to pay them for the rest of this season. And, yeah, he said 3 years, $375. $375 million he's willing to spend in 3 years to make this league successful.
And that's why I didn't hear that they were. I didn't hear that they're going to pay the guys out. Everything's business as usual, except they're not playing the games. I was going to say, like, you know, it might be tough to get investors back next year on something that kind of did that. But I think Vince's influx of capital into that business is just only going to attract more people. Like, this is a thing, and it's going on for 3 years, whether you like it or not. I think that's a huge play for Vince and the XFL. Well, and I've been poo-pooing all over it since it started.
Yes, you have.
They have four major TV deals.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, four major TV deals.
And by big networks.
Yes.
And they got a good deal with their players. Yeah. I think that's big, too. You
and
know?
It's all about
they
the
They got fixed costs.
Yeah.
What I didn't know, and what people, our viewers, need to know, is Nick just pointed out the XFL will be paying their players to the end of the year, even though the league is done. That's pretty classy of them.
And the players can go out and sign wherever. I didn't know that.
Letting them out of their deals.
Yeah.
Well, see, but that's the karma that's going to come back to them, right?
Oh, of course. They're going to be able to say, this is what we did right, this is what we did wrong, this is what we need to enhance. And they're already started on 2021 being better than they were in 2020.
Right. But Vince isn't doing this because he's a nice guy and he wants to pay the ticket people. He's doing this because it's a 3-year plan and he wants to make money, right? Not kumbaya, my lord. No.
Yeah.
Money.
It's going to hurt him that WrestleMania is going to be canceled.
Yeah, they canceled
it. Right?
Yeah.
That's a huge moneymaker for him.
That's what made me kind of go back and say, I was watching WrestleManias all weekend. And in place of sports, I was like, WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 2.
It's interesting to see, we're all used to watching the same sports for the most part. But now that it's off, we're all watching totally different things.
Yeah, yesterday I was inviting guys over to come. Hey, you want to come and have wings and watch the 07 Grey Cup and WrestleMania 6? Like, you know, not or come over and watch the poker game that's on.
Why didn't you ask
every
me?
Station. Well,
I
you
didn't
know.
Get invited either.
Yeah, I know.
Right. We'll go do our own thing.
But my Xbox gamer tag is SSW18 if anybody wants to get on live.
SSW18.
Simon Sleepwalker. Created that with Tom Higgins and, yeah. Well, I felt like I was sleepwalking because he didn't want me to talk. Right? He wanted me to be quiet.
I could say you'd be a little loud in meetings.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about in the media. Oh, you're talking too much in the media. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. So I love pressure. So then I just said, okay, I'm Simon Sleepwalker because I'm walking around here like I can't even be myself anymore.
Oh, what a love to have been around to see that.
SS18?
Simon Sleepwalker. Abu never got asked to do interviews, so.
Yeah, and see, once they asked me, you saw what happened. It didn't stop. Like, right. This guy ever shut up?
Yeah.
He's not even.
Michael Bishop talked about you in an interview.
Huh?
I said, Michael Bishop talked about you in an interview.
Yeah, he didn't know what my name was. That guy there.
That's one of the greatest moments of all time, RP show history. We're going to break and bring DuPont back for the OT segment. Guys, appreciate you coming in. We got gift cards from Ballers for you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
DuPont with us for overtime next. Hang on. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get this pre-owned 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $29,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2014 Volkswagen Jetta. Its markdown price is only $12,574 plus tax. It's Markdown March, only for a limited time at Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to the Rod Peterson Show. It's the overtime segment for Emerald Water. Clark, would you mind putting the week's guest up on the monitor, if you don't mind? This is where you get crickets. Crickets. And that is sports on tap. I mean, we're okay finding stuff to talk about. Believe me, you just tune in every day at 10 a.m. Mountain. I'll handle that. But as far as games, that's not happening. But it's if it was, you know, brought to you by the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store, spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store, and you will get a $20 gift card to use in the Brewhouse. Stop by to see them today. I'm enjoying how people are getting creative. You saw the Moose Jaw Warriors were playing games on Twitch TV, taking the highlights and posted them to their Twitter account. Did you see that 10,000 views of some of their highlights?
The score in the game they were playing, Brandon, I think?
20, PA.
20 to 19? Was it PA they were playing?
Well, they were stomping PA 9-3. The last I saw.
Yeah.
The Moose Jaw Warriors 9-3.
And it 120 just, shots. It was pretty entertaining. Each.
What a crowd in Moose Jaw that night, by the way.
Oh, I know.
So I'm enjoying how some people are getting creative. Others are just sitting back and shoving their thumb down their throat, I guess, for lack of a better term. Doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's about entertainment. I get an email from The Athletic saying, don't worry, our writers and editors are all safe. Thank God. Then they said, oh, we've realized that it's not just about informing people, it's about entertaining them too. Hello, you just figured that out? We'll be here entertaining people every day. Not necessarily informing. I'm not asking to be that. I don't want to be like the day, April 9th, Monday, April 9th, when I was doing my talk show, the last one, and the whole province was listening after the Humboldt crash. And I have got spiritual people, clergy, telling me, you need to step up. You need to be a leader today. What? So I did do it. That's not me here. This is just entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment. I mean, information's out there in the sports world. We'll pass it along.
Breaking news.
We're not breaking news. We're not digging for those scoops on this show. We're reacting to them.
There's a difference.
Just as you would on your morning coffee roll, right? There's a difference between being a reporter and being an analyst, right? Or being, you know, a talk show host. It's a little bit different. So,
From Bleacher Report notification I just got. Cam Hayward, one of their writers, thinks the NFL might want to start drug testing general managers after DeAndre Hopkins was traded to the Cardinals. Now, that's funny stuff.
That's funny. That's funny.
I actually want to read that. That's the big news today. Breaking news in the NFL. The DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans has been traded to the Arizona Cardinals for running back David Johnson and a second-round pick. Now, the one thing I think people are starting to realize that if they watch this show regularly, what goes on under the surface is very rarely what's really good. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe DeAndre Hopkins had to leave Houston. Maybe there's an uncomfortable personal situation that he wanted out.
Yep.
Who knows? It doesn't really make sense because the Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins chemistry is pretty exciting to watch.
Oh, it's amazing. We've seen it. And there was some of that chemistry in that game we saw in December against the Denver Broncos. But it's clear Houston did need a running game. They needed to get the running game going. David Johnson, is he that shot in the arm? I don't know. You know, he had his time a couple of years ago. Can he get back to that? I'm not sure. I, sitting here, somewhat thankful today that DeAndre Hopkins is out of the division. Titans don't have to play him twice a year, right? Which I like. But yeah, it's a head scratcher. The Stars drive the game, right?
There's no doubt. From Mick Panko on the Facebook wall, he says, "Glad to have your voice out there, my friend." Thank you, Mick. And that reminds me of a lady in Safeway on the weekend. She said to me, she was on the phone actually, and I was in the deli corner of this grocery store. She puts her phone down. She's like, "Love your show. Glad you're still around, Rod." And I said, "So am I." She laughed. I laughed.
That could mean a lot of things.
Like what?
Glad you're still around. On
still
the air?
Still alive?
Or corona, you know, virus?
I thought she meant being around. Is that these guys talking in here? Can you hear that?
I can hear
that. Hey.
Keep it down.
We're doing a show out here.
Scare it.
Can you like put I'm sorry, Clark. Can you put up the comment from Bryn Hadubiak? He's one of them back there. What's his role? Because we've got Jordan, the director. Is Bryn directing today? He's the engineer. Okay, Bryn is the engineer. Clark's the producer. Jordan's the director. And I didn't see Jordan this morning.
He's just in there and doing the work.
Yeah, doing his thing.
Yeah.
From Bryn, WrestleMania 36 hasn't yet been officially canceled. However, Tampa is threatening to can the event if WWE doesn't. There are rumors WWE may do a show without a live audience as they did so for last week's SmackDown. Thank you, Bryn, for the update for the wrestling fans. I didn't peg him as a wrestling fan. I didn't.
Yeah.
Clearly he is, and that's cool.
Well, that's good.
I didn't have a problem with the UFC fight night the other night. Because it's so dark around the cage. You can't really see the people's faces anyways.
No, you can't.
It was just weird. You didn't watch it, eh?
I didn't.
They had the guys coming out of the room like they do.
They were doing that down.
Yeah, the music, the whole thing, and nobody was there.
Oh.
It's a little different.
I do that in my living room, you know, and I put on my headphones, right?
I don't doubt that for a second.
Get psyched up.
Tuesday. I think I can read this. Tuesday's guests, all put together by Clark Monroe, the best guest booker in Canada. Kelly Rempel, the Silver Fox. Brian Munns, Winnipeg Jets broadcaster. Darren Dreger from TSN NHL Insider, and more. Wednesday, still working on it, but Derek the Duke Myers will be with us. And Ron Snyder, he wrote a book on the Baltimore Stallions' existence. Made it to the Grey Cup in 94, won the Grey Cup in 95. That was my suggestion. He's been tweeting at us, tagging us in his tweets. His book is now out. Ron Snyder will join us from Baltimore to talk about the history of the Stallions. And I'm pretty excited about that interview.
That'll be cool.
Thursday, Brent Sopel, Stanley Cup champion, former Blade, Bronco, Chicago Blackhawk. If you look into his Wikipedia or his Hockey DB, he's played for a lot of teams. I remember him as a Blackhawk. What do you think of him?
Yeah, I remember as a Blackhawk, too. Did he spend time in Vancouver?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I remember that as well.
He did. Brent Sopel's going to be with us from Chicago. Not only a Stanley Cup champion, but he is a dyslexia sufferer and an addiction survivor.
That's cool.
John Frenzy, obviously, on Friday, and as Clark points out, still working on more throughout the week. So we're going to be entertaining you. As we said, that's what we do here. We will not find a shortage of things to talk about. And I just, the NFL, they're very bold, the bravados, the NFL, right? And they're like, we're undeterred.
Yep. Draft is still going on. Everything's still happening.
Well, I have heard that they're changing the draft. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Have you noticed?
Yes.
That's the one dangerous thing.
Yep.
So are you going to be leaving the house or staying at home? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to leave the house.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to be careful. The thing for me about the whole deal is, okay, so I'm not worried. I'm healthy. You know, I'm the guy, please don't be mad at me, but I'm the guy who eats food off the floor. I'm the guy who, you know, I'm not too concerned about hand sanitizer or even washing my hands all that often. You know what I mean?
Because it builds up your immune system.
I always say I'm giving my immune system a workout. How else is it going to stay strong and lean and mean, right? But I'm also, you know, don't want to be just completely oblivious and, you know, to the whole situation. So I'm not going to be ignorant. I'm not going to try and take other people's fear for granted. So I think we should all be very respectful of everybody else. We don't need to be going into crowds and doing things on purpose when we don't have to. But I still like to go to the movie theater. I still like to go out. I'm going to be mindful. pick seats that are away from other people. I'm not going to purposely go and saddle up next to somebody and make somebody else uncomfortable, right? But I'm still going to do all the things I want to do.
The viewers just saw it. Our listeners didn't. The guys just put up under your name on the screen, Darren DuPont eats food off the floor. I think everybody perked up after they heard you say that.
Now I have your attention.
Now we have your attention. At the theater, I'll say this. We're big moviegoers too, but big moviegoers.
Yep.
If I'm dropping popcorn or nibs or something on the seat, it's gone, man. It's gone.
Okay. I should not any floor. Okay. There are some floors I won't eat off of. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some floors I won't eat off of. Well, that is one.
Tyler Dacu, our social media advisor, right again. He says theaters are limiting ticket sales to give people more space. Well, that wouldn't have been a problem the other night because the theater was generally empty. Yeah. But I do think when people leave the theater and the guys come in with the barrels and the brooms, they probably should have masks, suits, and like really cleaning.
They should have
disinfectant. They're not cleaning.
No, they're just cleaning up the garbage. That's
right.
It.
There's a difference.
Yeah, big time.
So I don't really want to go off.
Eats food off.
They've just changed it. Darren DuPont eats food off some floors.
The news is changing by the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're updating the news.
I guess I know these guys want us to get off the air. Pretty soon they'll be telling me to shut up. And that's fine. But as I was watching some news coverage this weekend in between Mad Men on Netflix and Dateline on my PBR, they were saying that this is complex. This situation is all complex. And I thought, there is the truest statement out of all of this. This is very complex. I.e., I see photos of a guy that you and I know very well putting, I think, his nephew, a photo of his newborn nephew, has an immune system deficiency. And the comment was, stay home for him. And I'm like, I'm supposed to stay home because of your newborn? I'm not saying that's wrong, but that doesn't seem right to me.
Right.
Then nobody would ever leave their house ever.
Yeah.
So I see the messages from people saying, please don't leave your house. Wash your hands, people. And stay home. I don't think the world's supposed to shut down.
It's not, but that's the social distancing thing. I've seen so many different diagrams. The one is the have you seen the matches?
Right? No.
Where there's a bunch of matches lined up side by side, and the fire starts, and it just keeps going, right? But it's pull one match out, and the fire stops, right? So that's the idea of social distancing. Stay home, it can't spread. The other one is the balls moving around, and it's like the more we move, you tap into one, you've infected it, and the more you are moving around and going out and interacting with other people, then eventually it spreads like crazy. Even if you don't have it, even if the people around you don't have it, somewhere it's going to be contained. So if we slow those down, the spread of the virus slows down like crazy, and the people who are working on that vaccine and can actually get it into production will happen that much faster. So, yeah, limiting it is a good idea.
Furthermore, Clark putting this up on the monitor. Breaking news, Canada has officially closed its borders to non-Canadian citizens.
Wow.
So it's getting worse before it gets better, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
And to say that the teams are going to be out for 15 days, 30 days, 60 days, nobody really knows because it's changing by the minute.
Yeah. Jason's comment, he asked what I think about Couch Candy. So I'm sitting watching a movie with my niece one day. This is a few months ago.
At home.
We're in the basement watching a show, watching a movie. And, you know, I made popcorn and stuff. And all of a sudden I look over and she's got a full Twizzler she's eating. I'm like, where did you get that? And she looks at me. The couch, and she's just
no problems.
She's got a immune system tough. Like
no
steel.
Kidding.
Yeah,
I see we're way over time, so we'll run and appreciate the work of the entire crew. You for tuning in, everybody. Without you, there'd be no us. And we'll see you Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.